The journey from a potential genetic cross to the latest released wheat variety requires years of testing by public and private wheat breeders. Equally important is the partnership between wheat breeders and the Wheat Quality Lab at K-State. Researchers at the lab help streamline the wheat breeding process by ensuring only lines with acceptable or superior milling and baking performance become the varieties Kansas wheat producers eventually plant and harvest. According to Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, Aaron Harries, agronomic performance and end-use quality are both critically important when selecting wheat varieties for commercial production, supported by the 2 penny per bushel wheat checkoff the Kansas Wheat Quality Lab provides breeders, researchers, and producers with the information they need to select which wheat lines to advance and which varieties to grow. Breeders like Gorong Zhang, K-State wheat breeder in Hayes, create about 800 new experimental lines each year, the critical step in a decade-long research process. However, not all of these lines have acceptable flour and baking qualities. Early sorting of which lines do or do not meet those standards saves time and cost for further testing down the road. The Wheat Quality Lab annually tests 350 to 400 advanced lines from the K-State wheat breeding programs. It takes until year 5 in the breeding program to have enough seed to run preliminary quality tests like protein content and mixograph. But as lines go through more field testing, more seeds are harvested from each line, allowing for more extensive quality evaluations. Yonghu Lee, director of the Wheat Quality Lab, says breeders can select for factors that determine agronomic performance, but milling and baking performance has to be tested in the lab. These tests require specialized equipment, along with training and experience, to determine milling and baking quality. A sample consists of 1,000 grams of wheat. The lab first looks at the sample using near-infrared technology. These tests allow researchers to examine protein quantity and test the moisture content of the grain. Then the sample is milled to separate the bran, the external coating of the wheat kernel, from the endosperm, the white part of the wheat kernel that becomes white flour. This resulting flour sample is tested too, looking at color and how much flour can be produced from the sample. The higher the amount, the better for millers. The testing then progresses to looking at protein quantity and quality and dough properties. The final step is to take the flour, add water, yeast, sugar, and salt, and bake a pup loaf of bread, following standard protocols. Researchers then examine the quality of that bread, from the volume of the loaf to the crumb. The combined results of these tests are given back to K-State wheat breeders, who use the information to help determine which lines to advance in their breeding programs. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.